Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Wow, all right, there it is. That's a good time. Welcome, everyone. I was freaking out, you guys, because I was getting just a little bit nervous because it was going to be like 1 minute to air, and like it was just me and Scotty hanging out. I'm like, what the hell? Did Jeff like, where is
no. Jeff on you?
Let me tell you, every time I have to call in, why does it not connect me? Like, I was calling from two phones, and then one phone connected, but my headset's connected to another phone, so I was like, damn it. So it's like, I literally, it takes me about 5 minutes to call in every single time, and I think I figured out why. It's my phone.
Okay. So, all right. I've heard. That's good, as long as you're here, because I was freaking out. I'm like, Scotty, what are we going to do? I can't do myself. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to, like, be on air for an hour and a half and profess my undying love for swings. That's what would have had to happen.
Yeah, and you're going to have to, like, use all your different voices and dialects, and, yeah, it would have just been a one-man show.
Well, you know, I just would have had to done, like, five shots in a row, and eventually I just would have started talking to myself in different voices. It would have been kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That would have been interesting.
It's all fun and games until they try to commit you.
Right.
This is true.
Don't do it at the library. It doesn't go
hold on
too well.
Poor Jeffrey's here, but I don't know what's going on. I think he's still muted. Jeffrey.
Oh, no.
Jeffrey.
We love
Jeffrey.
You.
Jeffrey.
Nobody loves me. I get
long
all
time.
Muted.
Love you.
We love you long time. Long time.
I said, girls, I think we should just hang up and see if he can pull an hour and a half off by himself. What do you say?
No, I got some stuff to say today. I'm excited about
too.
Tonight's show.
It's my first time back in days.
Oh, my
yeah,
God, that's
I cannot
right.
wait
Aaron.
To tell you all about our internet dating fiasco. And
wow.
it's actually fun, though. Like, I have a lot to report tonight. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be amazing.
I'm excited.
See what happens when I leave? You guys just go sign up for internet dating. And Jeffrey, you're supposed to be mama. You weren't watching me.
We done branched out. We're getting solicited. I had girls and guys try and date me.
Oh, my.
I think today's the first day that
I got
actually
naked
know
pictures.
My own.
I got people asking about my feet, all kind of stuff.
Look, her
came out, and I cannot wait to tell you guys about it.
I can't
amazing.
Wait to hear about it, but, you know, we're going to – I want to get the scoop from Miss Karen, who is freshly back from rehab, and how it all went, because we're going to send Jeff.
And did you meet Ginger Junk in there? Did you find Lindsay?
Yes. Actually, allegedly, Lindsay was in there with me, and, you know, we swapped war stories, you know, child actors. We're just banging our heads against the wall. You know,
that's
a couple
exciting.
Other celebs might have rolled through, but I'm just saying – rehab works, people. 2 days and I'm clean.
I like it. That's exciting.
But you know, you guys,
yeah.
I have some gossip.
What?
Oh.
I have some juicy gossip. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Who?
Our one and only Scotty Too Hottie.
Oh, my
yes!
God. Hey. We're not having a party for him?
I didn't know until 5 minutes ago. I was very mad at him that he did not tell me, and he did not allow me to plan a all-out, however old he is, birthday bash. But he
exactly,
would not.
Because we fucking know people.
I know, right? I was very mad.
Woody, you're killing me, Scotty Too Hottie.
I know.
And he won't even talk.
Scotty, happy birthday, baby.
Oh, there you go. There, Karen blew it up. I mean, he said he didn't want Katrina to sing. We already discussed that.
Happy birthday, Mr. Glickman. Happy birthday to you.
There it is.
Boop, boop, doop, boop.
Oh, you see, everybody else is allowed to sing some cute and sexy, but not me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, do it.
What up? I want to hear.
It's your turn, girl. Do you. Go ahead.
Go, Scotty. It's your birthday. Go, Scotty. It's She's like, when I wash my booty, well, sing it.
I thought you were going to come out with something so dirty and so foul. I really did. I thought you were going to start singing, put it in my mouth, my motherfucker.
In
my mouth.
And you can...
You can lick it, you can lick it, you can taste. I love that shit. We got to get that broad on the show. Anybody know her name?
No.
I
just want her to sing it to me. She's just so filthy.
You're filthy.
I still may be drugged up. I'm not for certain. I had somebody woke me up. Like, they're like, you're supposed to be on air in, like, less than a minute. I'm like, what?
You sound like you're
yeah, about that.
Mama was taking a little siesta.
A little? We thought
and
you overdosed.
Not here.
We got
no,
nervous.
Well, little Shan and I, we're going to do True Blood Marathon. So she came back and we're like, we're going to go get junk food. Joey's not here. He went to the in-laws. I'm like, I'm not going. My back is too bad. Like, I need to stay home and rest. I cannot get drunk. I cannot party. I cannot dance. I just need to rest.
That's
so we go to the grocery store because all they want is Friendly's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get this little teeny thing of Friendly's ice cream, a thing of Ben and Jerry's, birthday cake Oreos, some Oreo parfait thing, Chex Mix, and those little pretzel things, the honey mustard ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yum. What are you going to wash it now with?
Right.
Needless to say, I took like a couple bites of everything, and nothing tastes good to me. I was like, well, this is like a fat kid's nightmare.
Yeah, that hurts my feelings.
A nightmare. I feel bad for you.
I have not tried the Ben and Jerry's ice cream yet because I think I went into sugar overload, and the last thing I remember was starting the first episode of True Blood, and now I think they're on like the third or the fourth one. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what flavor of Ben and Jerry's did you get?
Brownie.
I love those names.
Brownie something.
Mm.
Oh, you better look it up. Better check
cheesecake brownie or brownie cheesecake, something like that.
Well, that's not a fun name, but okay, I'll let you have it.
They didn't have any of the sweaty balls, or I would have given it a whirl.
I love that. I mean, in life in general, I haven't tried the ice cream.
Oh!
I am. Yeah, that just happened. I love the cherry Garcia. My favorite.
I like that one, too. That's good. I do like that.
I just like ice cream in general. I mean, I'm not going to discriminate.
I don't know.
I did make... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just made, at 4 o'clock in the morning, root beer float. Went to the grocery store just for root beer float at 4 in the morning. My friends thought I was nuts.
Iggy Poo.
Hey. I'm not going to eat it here. I don't like root beer.
Me either. The only kind of flavored soda I like is, like, Sprite or something like that, or Ceramist or whatever, and orange soda. That's it.
Oh, I am. If you know me, you know that I am addicted to Diet Coke. Like, I drink Diet Coke. Like, I have to police my Diet Coke intake. Otherwise, I will drink Diet Coke. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what to
do.
I've got problems. I got problems.
I'm just going to start calling you Cher.
Why?
Lewis, Cher Horowitz, they drank was like Diet Coke.
Uh-huh, yeah.
At least I wouldn't skin a collie to make my backpack. As if.
I love that movie. That was such a great movie.
It's
like, it was so right on time.
It's
so
gorgeous in that movie.
Yeah, I loved
it. It's a classic.
I have a little bit
and,
of
like,
an obsession.
All these, like, classic, like, little sayings they had and, like, little, you know, everything about it was, like, so on time.
I used the little speech they had in the movie about, like, the Haitians can certainly party in America. It's, like, this 50th birthday I threw my dad, and people showed up that, like, did not RSVP. So I had to haul ass to the kitchen, rearrange the settings, but by the end it was, like, the more you're the merrier. Like, it was bad.
You did not use that.
Oh, no,
he did. Oh, yeah.
He really did. He used it like, I don't know, we were doing some sort of class or something, and he used the debate speech.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
That's funny. Their debates were terrible. It's funny that you would use one.
I did it all. Like, I could say that I knew that movie inside and out. Nobody would watch it with me because I'd recite the whole thing as it was playing. I saw
No, I couldn't deal with that. I would be so mad. Uh-oh. Did somebody
have
more?
What?
Somebody got the door. Who's that?
Scotty, I think you should actually answer that, Scotty.
Okay.
Scotty, you're unmuted. Answer the door.
Welcome to Unscripted Radio.
Happy birthday to you.
It's Lip.
Happy birthday
to you.
Yes, happy birthday, dear Scotty.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Scotty. Woo-hoo. Wow. It's your birthday. Hell yeah. That was, you guys, I gotta love this. Like, it's so awesome that we have an intern who can sing, and I can, like, totally have him text me and be like, do you want me to call in to sing? And I'm like, sure.
Hell yeah.
It's like having our own personal band. I love it.
Happy birthday, Scotty. Everybody knows it's you. Like,
thank you.
They all know it's you, James. You're famous.
I know. The challenge, everyone's like, James, woot, woot.
Exactly. They're so excited.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I would have planned a bigger rendition of it, because I tend to do that for everybody. But had I known it was your birthday, I would have done a bigger rendition. But
none of us
do it on the flip,
so. We kept it a secret.
Secret?
I think we.
Secret.
This is why we need to make the interns fill out actual applications so we can build a private business. Okay.
You pulled the Joy Behar on us.
I know we did. What the hell? Got it.
All right.
Okay.
We know now. We know now, so...
Yeah, we know now. You're
next year.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's today? The 11th. Okay, 11th. So... Somebody write that down.
Well, the burning question would be, Mr. Tuhati, how old are you?
You're not supposed to ask someone how old they are. Oh, okay, if you want to
say
that.
That's only women. You can ask guys.
I thought some guys are funny about it, too, so... I was going to give him an ask.
Speaking
of Michael, who's been 21 like 10 times now.
No, I've been 22 for the past 8 years. It's okay.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Like, we would just go with the flow.
Well, you won't ask him on my birthday.
No, I won't ask a woman, just because I just feel like it's her prerogative to lie. She wants to.
Exactly.
Oh,
a woman can lie about her age, her weight. She can lie about whatever she wants to lie about, because why, we have babies. And as long as that is a fact, we can lie. Until men can have babies, they can't lie.
I agree.
It's crazy, but it's true. You know what everyone's asking me in the chat room is whether I'm going to wrestle. And I'm telling them that I am officially going to ask Steve Cardenas to be mine and Katrina's trainer so that we can whoop some bootay in this wrestling match.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
Next time you're in LA, let's hit the jiu-jitsu academy. We got to start training for this. Because in this girl, like, she's supposed to be tough, right? She's like a for real wrestler.
Yeah, she's legit.
Yeah, well, I have to say is I don't know karate, but I know crazy. So she can swim at her own risk.
I don't know. You think she'd be a little afraid that, like, the Yellow Power Ranger would whoop her ass? I've seen you tear up a fire.
Right? I guess I didn't put that much fear in anyone's heart. I have an idea.
I think we should just make sure that the wrestling match is up really, really high so that Karen pukes on her.
Right.
Exactly.
If I have to get high in the air, it's on. I'm throwing up. It is what it is. No, you know what it is? It's just the motion. I get easily dizzy. So don't
Karen,
spin me
I
around because you get thrown up on. Huh?
You just need to have a little movie magic. Just say it's morphing time, and then we'll have that stunt double you had come out in the costume, and we'll pretend that it's you and whoop some ass.
Yeah, because you know she was like the kickboxing champion of like the United States. So
you can make a call.
So she could kill this girl. I mean, literally, with her bare foot. Like she's that tough. I'm just saying.
Be careful. You gonna poke you with a bear.
I know. Bree put this girl's link online, so we're gonna have to check her out. So it's gonna be
fun.
It's gonna be interesting. I mean, this is just gonna go down in history. I think this might be what makes our reality show. I mean, that ace in the hole for us. I'm just saying.
Because I'm gonna be using a walker.
It's mud wrestling, right? You guys are gonna be mud wrestling.
Yep.
Is it mud wrestling? I thought.
Mud wrestling in a Smurf pool, but I don't know.
This might be a little bit fresh, and I apologize because it's dinner time on the West Coast. But maybe we could, you know, slip the girl some laxatives or something before they leave.
No,
yeah,
then we check her oil. You're in trouble.
I don't know if I want to mud wrestle. You know, black girls don't like to get their hair messed up, and mud in my weave ain't gonna work out.
That is exactly what Jeff said. Jeff, you deserve a prize. You were right on. He called it exactly. He's like, Carrie isn't gonna do no mud wrestling. She's not gonna want to get
that shit up
for her. That is exactly what he said you would say.
I'm just saying, you can't turn my pressing curl into a Jerry curl. I spend lots of money to get this stuff straight, so I don't know about no mud.
When we stage the fight at the wedding and we all get knocked in the pool, are we going to have to give you a stunt double?
Yeah! With long, luxurious hair.
We'll use our friend Missy.
There you go.
Could be twins.
We could be twins?
Our big-breasted friend. Her boobs are
perfect. That's the only thing that matches on us. We got to shoot her from the breast up.
Honey, I don't think you got tig old bitties like that, because those is huge. Whoa. Hers are like a weapon.
One of them could be mine, and one can be yours, Katrina, since they're so big.
I like it. That's cool. Sharing is caring.
Exactly.
Share your stunt double boobies with me. That's right, girl.
So guys, have you heard the latest on the news that Britney Spears is going to officially ink this deal with X Factor? Like, it's official.
Really?
I personally...
I can't wait
to see that broad to get up on that stage. Because you know that, like, everything she says is pre-written for her, because she just stands her interviews and she's like, right? Like, this is my new favorite CD.
Right.
If you want more, I can give
you
more.
What I think is hilarious is they're, like, really, like, rushing to get the deal done, because on Monday is the official day that, you know, Fox announces, like, its whole lineup. Like, this is our lineup. This is what we're putting out. And they want to have her name be a part of that. So over the weekend, they're getting it all worked out with the judge, because she can't even sign the deal. Her conservators have to sign the deal for her.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it's just getting even better.
The amount of money that
they're
offering her, I don't care what celebrity you are, you'd be stupid to turn that kind of cash down.
$15 million or more for this one season.
The thing is, I think she's going to be worth it, because I think they are going to pull huge ratings. Like, what was the show she was on? How I Met Your Mother? Wasn't that it? Where she played, like, a receptionist or something? And she brought in psychotic ratings for that show. Like, because everybody kind of wants to see what's going to happen and how she's going to react.
Right.
Is she going to be like Paula Abdul? Is she going to sound drugged up? Is she just going to sit there with a blank stare and then not dance? I mean, what's going to happen?
Right.
I can't
like, Howard Stern has been dissing her. Like, he was like, he dissed her, he dissed J-Lo, and was like, she's not going to give any, like, substantial, you know, feedback. And I don't know. I don't know that Britney's, like, I don't consider her dumb. I don't know that she's going to have anything prolific to say, but I think that she'll probably keep it real. She's got experience under her belt.
But she's not, like, a great singer. I mean, it was like somebody asked Randy Jackson on the spot. He goes, if you pick out of 1 to 10, what is Jennifer Lopez? And he's like, I'd give her an 8. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's his co-judge. And he's like, I'd give her an 8. Like, are you kidding?
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, she's not a powerhouse, but she's crazy enough. She's been in the industry, and she used to could dance. Maybe she can
right.
no more. But I'm curious to see, are they going to get her to sing live?
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of us have ever seen her sing
no
live.
No one has ever seen that.
No,
they might
no,
have
I doubt
it. A unicorn while they're at it.
Well, you know what's funny is that they were like, how serious are you really going to take her criticism when she hasn't sang live in the last 10 years? Like, she's let
sing that's true,
away.
Though. But that's true,
like,
though.
We've never heard her sing live, have we? Like, I can't even remember a day Whitney was singing live. I mean, that Whitney, oh, my gosh, that Britney was singing live.
I don't know, but y'all better get ready. Next spring, it's going to be all over the place. Crossroad 2.
Right. It's like a train wreck. I'll have to watch it, though. Like, I'm tuning in if she signs on to that show.
Now, I just don't understand. Why couldn't they get somebody like Pink? Because she can actually sing. Like, that chick was doing that acrobatic number. But she's got a baby. Like, that's a perfect gift. Like, I remember, what was it, when Christina got arrested, I think? She sent a tweet out, thanks, Mom, and everybody thought I was the one getting in trouble. I'm the good one, Mom, see? Or I told you, or some crap. Like, and
yeah,
I just said, dying laughing, because she's right. Everybody thought she'd be the one. And she's the only one that's actually kept her shit together and has kind of maintained a steady career.
But
that's
I
true,
love
though.
Her because she keeps it real. Like, she is, like, she's put all her shit out there. She sings about, like, that's her therapy. She sings about her life where... Like, these other girls, they've been manufactured into these perfect little princesses. And, of course, I mean, they're not. So when they fell off their, you know, high horse, they fell hard. And, I mean, we saw Britney shave her head, and we saw her beat the car up with the umbrella. And I'm going to tune in for X Factor. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Like, crazy makes for good TV.
Well, look, it's like a train wreck. Everyone loves to look at a train wreck, but you know what else everyone loves to listen to?
What? Tell us, Mikey.
What? Take a wild guess. It's Friday.
The top 10.
That's right. Ethan is here, so you know what that...
Oh, I've been waiting all day for this.
This is the top 10 list with Easy E.
Oh, okay.
How did he get the sexiest intro? That's what I need to know.
I'm jealous. That's not fair.
Mike,
every time I hear, don't you get jealous? Don't you get jealous, Katrina?
Girls, it's because you don't have a penis. That's what's up.
I'm
Look,
never going to make it on this show with Mike, I'm telling
if
you.
If you guys think that Ethan has a sexy intro, just imagine if we ever got Swigs to do a segment, what his intro would be. I'm just saying.
Mike is like, this, I think Unscripted Radio has become his playground to, like, meet the boys.
Look, I'm on a rotational. I love all my men. I love James. I love Topher. I love Swig. Soon I'm going
to
be...
They may not want to be one of your men. They
I'm
might,
be,
you know... they might turn on you, Mike.
That's true.
I don't know. I have to say, I've seen Swigs in action in that chat room. He's got all the boys after his milkshake. He's bringing them all to the yard. And I know this same song. He do come on the show. His entrance is going to be, I don't want to be a player no more. I'm not a player.
It's Crush. It's Crush. Not a player.
Crush a lot.
Honey.
Right, the clean
For
version.
For him, I'm pretty sure it will be Fuck a Lot. Okay?
He's yelling at you in the chat room.
I'm sorry, I don't have my computer, so I'm sorry about his luck.
He's yelling.
Okay,
maybe so
Ethan, where's
Ethan?
Guys, what's up? How's everybody doing?
There he is.
Hey. We're great. How are you?
I just finished my junior year of college as of Wednesday, back in the hometown for the weekend, looking to celebrate a little bit.
Hey, good for you. Did you know it's Scotty Tuhati's birthday? Did he
I know,
tell
I was
going to
say.
It is, I did know that. I didn't know he was 24 years old, though. I thought he was my age.
He's like sneaking. He's just like hiding birthdays from us. What's up with that? When's your birthday, Ethan, so we can just get this out the way? When is it?
We got a ways away till my birthday.
Okay, well, what day
but,
are they?
it's March 17th.
So
oh, we
missed
it.
We missed it.
Oh, shit.
Bro, you know what? That's it. All right.
Please,
I'm going to rewind a little bit.
Up.
James, you're on the spot. I'm sorry I got to do this. But guess what, kids? It's March 17th, and it's Ethan's birthday. James, can you sing for me again?
Sure. Okay. Singing for Ethan?
Yes.
Ethan.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy. Oh, I got too high. Happy birthday, dear Ethan. Happy birthday to you.
Woohoo! Ethan!
Happy birthday!
Wow, you know, if you guys roll back the tape on the show, you would actually find out we did send Ethan a happy 21st birthday.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
Were we on crack that day? Damn.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I must have been liquored
up. That was
up.
Before my rehab, sorry.
All right, fast forward back to...
I'm going
to
pre-record a happy birthday song for everybody and just
please
put their...
Do.
I'll record
there
all their names.
Exactly.
That's right.
If you could do
I'll
that.
I'll just say it. Keep it blank and we'll just scream it out. Ethan!
But for my birthday, July 21st, I want every single one of you guys to sing happy birthday to me.
I think
I'm tired.
Okay, consider it done.
I think we can arrange
done.
That.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it like TGI Friday style. Happy, happy birthday!
Oh, my gosh. All right. So fast forward to May 11th. Ethan's
mm-hmm.
here, and he's got us a top 10 list for the top 10 songs that Jeffy and Joey should have at their wedding. So what did you come up with?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Of all the top 10s, this has been the most difficult because when you think about a wedding, you got to think about the whole audience. You got little kids there. You got the adults there. You got the parents there. So you need to cater to all audiences. So this list is going to have a wide array of musical genres. But
Ethan, I'm just going to tell you the truth. This is my day, so I don't like catering to nobody but me.
Jeffrey,
I have an idea. Since it is your day, I name the song. Either like it, don't like it, or if you've never heard of it, we'll put that in the don't like it category.
Okay?
Is that good?
All right.
All right. Number two, You Two, With or Without You.
Oh, good grief.
With or without you.
You can't play an ex's song at the current wedding. That's bad luck.
Oh.
All right, I'll tell you that's not going to be played at your wedding.
Right, no.
No, not so much.
Number nine, Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True.
Aww.
Is that the one? I can't even get the tune in my head. I thought he
I
was
don't even
gonna
know what that song is.
I thought he was going to say
James,
Manny.
You know the song,
like,
sing
right.
it for him. Number eight. James doesn't know it.
I don't think so.
All right, number eight. Uh-huh. This brings you back to my childhood. NSYNC, This I Promise You.
Oh,
I love that one. Aww.
I don't think Jeffrey's feeling your list at all, dude.
Mm-hmm.
No.
At
you like that song. Ethan went straight for the love songs. This is very surprising.
Yeah, I'm not a love song kind of dude. Like, I like the good breakup songs. And,
oh,
like,
you're
going to
like
our
my
house.
List,
Ethan's a
right.
romantic. I don't know, Swigs.
He's
a romantic
girl guy.
I'm starting to turn.
If we played Whitesnake, Here I Go Again on My Own, would that be bad?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Number seven was my parents' wedding song. I mean, I wasn't alive for that, but Eric Clapton,
it's Better Not Suck.
Wait, what?
I like that one.
What was
Eric
it?
Clapton, Wonderful Tonight.
Oh, I like that
okay.
one. That's good.
Ethan really took this serious. Like, it's all lovey-dovey. But I'm just
he
saying.
Did. no, Ethan's starting to replace Swigs for me. Uh-oh. I'm turning.
Don't do it.
Let's see if you still feel away at the end of the list, Mike. It's a little premature. Number six, Edwin McCain, I'll Be.
I love that song.
Okay, well now we know
what to play at Mike's fucking wedding.
Yeah, exactly. He's like 8 for 8.
He's like, ooh, yeah, oh yeah, yes, oh yeah, I love Lovey that one.
This is Mike's mixtape to get the boys.
Look,
that's all this
I
is.
I just need to know, is there any heart on this list at all? Like, that's all I need to know. Or Stevie
ooh.
Nicks, maybe. Please tell me somebody got the Cover Girls on there. That's all I need to know.
Who?
Number five,
yes.
Lifehouse, You and Me.
Oh, God, you're really killing me.
I do like Lifehouse.
Lovey-dovey.
Number four, this band's from my hometown, Goo Goo Dolls, Iris.
Okay.
I think I've heard of that one.
It's the one with the movie where the girl dies. Number three was my prom song, actually. Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Oh, God, that's another X song. I'm good. If I never heard that again in my life, I'd die happy.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Please don't.
That makes me want McDonald's, that song. I can't tell you why.
Number,
I don't know. It's a commercial.
Number two, Alicia Keys, Fallen.
Oh, good God. You know what? You need to go find a radio station in your area that has the Quiet Storm on at night, because I really like the old school R&B love song, but you haven't really hit one yet.
Wait till you hear
number
that.
Number one is specifically for you.
This is my
number one is just for you.
Okay. Number one.
Barbie Gay, Let's Get It On.
Oh,
come on. There it is. Jeff, you got to like that one.
That's classic.
Next.
He said your list failed miserably. You went over my chart, though.
That's so sad.
Look, I like the list.
Bring it home for the girls. Bring it home for the girls, Katrina.
Help me revise this list so I don't make the same mistake when my fiance asks me what songs we need to play.
Oh, no. I'm sure a girl would probably love it because it's all sweet and wishy-washy. I'm just not that kind of bitch.
Okay.
He's not lovey-dovey at all. He's, like, hardcore.
Let's say I have to DJ at a gay wedding. Help me out.
Okay,
see,
Katrina,
Katrina's
list is going to be everything Jess's heart desires. Trust me on this one. Go, Katrina.
All right, let's see what she's got.
All right, Katrina,
okay.
Let's hear it.
All right. Song number 10. Put it in my mouth.
Point for Katrina. Point for Katrina. That was kind of a gimme, though, considering I was singing it earlier.
I didn't know you were going to sing it, though. I didn't know that. Okay. Number 9. The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but... Oh, sorry. He's singing along.
See, that was it. Okay, number 8. Ain't no nigga like the one I got.
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to say no comment.
I would give you a pass, a one-day pass, Katrina.
Just say what I said.
Number 7.
Well, let's go to the next song.
She has the balls to say I'm coming to give her a one-day pass.
At least
don't
even go off the stage yet. All right, number 7, Baby Got Back.
I knew that was in there.
You know, I don't really particularly care for that because I've got enough back for probably everybody on the show.
Well, honey, you ain't got no
that's
back.
That's dedicated to
it
you.
It could be descriptive, but for another thing also, we want to get Ms. Ashley going. She said she's going to work the dunk, and so that song would get it done.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's actually
number
my karaoke
six.
Song, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Bam, that's what I thought. That's not what I thought, but I'll take it. Okay, number 6, the song that goes, oh, me so horny, me so horny, oh, me so horny,
that's a long time.
Fine. Okay, number five. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. LL Cool J, doing it.
doing it well. He loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to get me a great wedding gift? Him and a cake would be fantastic.
Look, I can't afford to buy that kind of cake. Joke. That's too much cake.
That's a lot of cake.
I'd be like, Joey, I'm sorry, you're going to have to be put on ice tonight, baby, because tonight is me and Mr. LL. Hey.
Wow.
Okay, number four, Tony Braxton, I love me some him.
Mm.
You could slow dance? No? I love me some him. No?
Oh, no, I know. That's all right.
You know what, I
no,
think he likes what that Tony Braxton song
okay.
you like. He likes the
okay.
the
now, these
breaking up
songs that I've heard of, but they're amazing. So just
okay.
trust me. Song number three is called From the Indies to the Andes in His Undies. Bam!
Nice. I like it.
Is that like that song? I want a double boom so we can be together, together in my room. Boom, 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 boom. No.
I love that song. I know that song. I like that song. But that didn't make sense. Song number two. Give me more. Britney Spears.
I keep teasing Joe I'm going to do it as a number at the wedding day, and he hates it.
Oh, bam! Home run.
Well, because if anybody saw Britney Spears' performance on the VMAs, I'm like, anybody could do that. Even my 80-year-old grandmother. I mean, that's
cakewalk. You probably have those same shoes and that same outfit already lined up. All
right.
Sparkly. She's like falling over, cracked out, looking in the face. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, number one, I Want Your Sex by George Michael.
Okay, I want to know, where the hell is Usher? Where's Babyface? Where's Genuine?
Oh, Donkey!
Ain't nobody got no
Pony
people
I'm going to find a Donkey song. I didn't know I could put Pony on the list.
No, I'm not Donkey. We're going to put the Donkey song.
Where's
Pony
what, song. Keith Sweat? Angie Stone? What's that other girl's name? Deborah Cox? I mean, come on, kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got
listen,
you. Listen,
I didn't do so bad, okay? I got a
you
couple
got five
of
out of five,
I got
think.
Thing is, I got some yeses. I'm going to
say
that
one
my
song?
Was
I can't remember that girl's name. She sang that song, Stranger in My House, but she did a song with
oh,
Fabulous.
Tamia.
I'm Into You. Tamia,
I'm so into Tamia. You.
Yeah, with
I
Fabulous.
Love
oh, that's oh, yes. That was my jam.
With Fat Joe?
No, Fat Joe and the J Lo one? Oh no, wait, what's the Fat Joe one that was popular?
No,
Fat Joe and
him.
Ashanti,
I'm you, right?
No, Ashanti. I think that a song was Fat Joe.
Oh,
it
what
was
Tamika. That
song?
I don't know. Somebody
song.
In the chat room, look it up for us.
Fat
I like
Joe.
The Fat Joe song where he goes, "I just crush
oh.
a lot." That one?
No,
it's not Fat Joe.
It was before he did the song with J-Lo. It was like his first kind of really big hit that was mainstream.
Lean Back. Lean Back.
No.
Lean Back. No?
No, it was kind of like a there was a girl in it, though.
It was Ashanti.
Yeah. Well, wait. Sing it for me. Help me.
Hold on. I'm going to find it. I can't even think of the lyric. I'm about to look it up.
Because it's making me crazy because that was one of my favorite songs ever.
What's love got to do?
Yes,
got to
yes,
do with
yes,
what's
yes.
love?
Yep.
It's about us. I like that song too. I think I have that on my iPod.
I
think
still
I got you covered, Jeff.
I was dragging my friend. She hooked up with Fabulous down in Ithaca. I had to go down to pick up her mom's Ford Taurus station wagon. I had that bitch on cassette. I kept rewinding it the whole way from Ithaca to Syracuse. It's a good hour and a half drive. I listened to the song the whole time. It wasn't even playing.
Oh, wow.
That's usually what girls do. I like to play the same song over and over again.
Oh, my God.
That's
Jeffrey
movie.
Oh, my gosh. I would play the same song all day.
Yeah.
I had to hear, it was a Pink song or something, when we went to Ohio. God, what was that song you kept playing over and over
there
again?
There was two of them. the one is, it was from her Jagged something or
oh,
whatever.
Oh,
what
is that? I can't even something about, I don't support the team, I something, and my teeth are never clean. People hated me.
Hazard to myself. Hazard to myself. And the other, I can't remember what the other one is. Oh, I loved those. But anything people, oh, gosh, I just love that bitch. Oh, well, my heart.
Me too.
I love her. I do too. I love her.
We all love Pink.
I'm surprised nobody, like, I love the oldies, you know, like, give me some Buttercup songs and some
Temptations. You know what I love? I love Two in the Pink, One in the Stank.
Oh, that's a power.
I like that too. I like that too. But Katrina, you know what else I like? What time is it right now?
I think it's time for the primetime update.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, if you insist, that's right. Here we go. Let's see what I got for tonight's primetime update. Well, a boy in Ohio has been returned home, and he was returned to his mother's care from more than 5 months after he was placed in foster care by county officials who said his mom wasn't doing enough to control his weight. In November, the 9-year-old weighed a whopping 218 pounds. After spending 5 months in care with his uncle, he is now down to 166. Congrats.
God, he was my goal weight.
Nine.
All right, and everyone on this panel better be extra careful tonight because a radio talk show host was shot to death in New Jersey. A popular radio personality and Veterans Affairs advocate was found shot to death in a New Jersey home, shocking neighbors and friends who say they can't think of any reason somebody would want to kill her. April Kaufman, age 47, was found dead in her bedroom Thursday morning by a worker who stopped in to feed the Kaufman's pet parrots, authorities said. Kaufman sustained multiple gunshot wounds. Finally tonight, secrets and confessions. Imagine this. Some New Jersey parents are upset about a standardized test question that asked third graders to reveal a secret and write about it and why it was hard to keep. The question appeared on the writing portion of some versions of the New Jersey Assessment of Skills and Knowledge given to third graders this week. Parents were especially outraged because children may have revealed information that should have stayed private. Oof, I can only imagine what some of those little kids said about their parents. From the news desk, I'm Mike J with tonight's primetime update. Back to Jeff, what's your face, and Karen.
That's why nobody wants to live in New Jersey. Radio show people get a shot and then they ask questions or stupid questions to children. That's why nobody likes New Jersey. The dirty Jersey.
Well, look, what
Dirty Jersey don't play.
Jeff, if that question was on one of our tests that we took in third grade, what secret would you have revealed?
That my favorite song at that time was Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, and my teacher yelled at me because I put it in one of my reports, and she said it was inappropriate.
Oh!
Busted.
I like that song. That's funny.
You've got a wide array of music, Jeffrey, that you like. That's very, very good of you.
He does. Jeffrey is like the dancing music queen, I'm telling you. He loves everything from, like, ABBA to Eminem. It's insane.
Yeah, it's
I
true.
Love it.
I even do me some honky-tonk. I get down with Lil Country. Little bit.
I'm from Texas.
I had some country songs on the list, but I took them out.
Yeah.
Nah, we're going to get some Dolly Parton going on at Jeff's wedding. That's what we're going
to
do. But,
the only song by Dolly Parton that I like is 9 to 5, thank you. And I used the good plate on my acrylic nails. Okay, they weren't acrylic. They were Lee press-ons, but still.
Same difference. But, all right, guys. So Katrina has been chopping at the bits. And we're all excited to hear the revelation of her online dating extravaganza. But we want to hear about your online dating stories, too. Swigs, I know you want to call in. You were talking about it in the chat room. Don't disappoint. 323-417-6705.
Really
I am. I'm going after it.
I couldn't hear the number. Say it again.
All right.
Number again.
323-417 6705, make sure that you push 1 so our very lucky birthday boy, Mr. Scotty Tuhati, can screen your call. And we want to hear about your dating stories, disaster or otherwise. So, Katrina, bitch on the move. Fill us in.
Okay. Well, so I sign up on OkCupid.com for my love matches, and I set up this profile, and it says that I wanted to be Miss Kitty, but all the Miss Kitties were taken, so they gave me the name Miss Kitty in a Box. So, of course, my name is Miss Kitty in a Box. I took a picture of myself in a box, and that's my picture. So
perfect.
People are laughing already because I'm ridiculous, because my name is Miss Kitty in a Box, and there I am in a box. I wanted to change it to Miss Kitty Get in My Box, but that was too many syllables. Oh, I'm getting scared. That's not good. Yeah, I said it. So what happened was you follow like this questionnaire kind of deal, and you answered a bunch of questions. I answered like 100 of them, and then I got bored, so I stopped answering them. But, like, they had all kinds, like, ranging from do you like to talk about politics to how many times a day do you masturbate? And so I answered all of the questions, especially those. But then what you can do is you can say the answers that you will accept. Like, on that one, I wanted to keep that question private because I don't want everybody to know I'm a big old freak till I feel like telling them. You feel
right.
me? Yeah. So I'm answering all these questions, and they're fun. Like, some of them are kind of IQ questions. Like, if you take a left-handed glove off of your hand and reverse it, what hand will it fit on? And so I said, I will not accept anyone who says left hand. They better have said right hand. So things like that. Or it'll ask you, like, mathematical questions. Like, it'll have a sequence, and you'll have to figure out, like, the next number in the series. Those were fun. And I said that I would only accept the one who got the answer right. But I think in my experiment, what I thought was, if you put a hot person up there and you just put a good-looking picture, you don't have to actually go through all the work to answer all of the, like, in-depth essays. Because some people get way into it, and they spend, like, hours filling out all that stuff. Well, I didn't really spend hours filling out all that stuff. One of the questions was, tell us, what's the most embarrassing thing that you'll share on here? And I said, I have ugly feet. So, but that's not that embarrassing. It's pretty simple. Everybody knows that. Well, but then as a result, I'm getting all of these people saying, oh, your feet are so beautiful. They're not ugly. I'm like, ew, creepers.
How could you pick OkCupid and not SugarDaddies.com?
Because I heard SugarDaddies.com is not what it's cracked up to be. Do you not think all my gold digger friends done tried that one already? Come on.
there ain't no daddies on there for real.
That's what I heard. So why waste my damn time?
Plus,
I wanted to get a pool of real people and see what they're really like. And
hey,
I got, like, what?
Personal experience, there were some real folks on SugarDaddy.com. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you very much.
Let's see if this, like, really goes somewhere. I mean, are you guys really going to go on a date with these, like, people online?
I did make a serious connection with one of my OkCupid folks. I've been on OkCupid for a while. But we ended up not talking anymore because I wouldn't meet up with him because he got a little smothery. So...
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't had time to sort through all of them yet, but I got a lot of responses. Some of them are ridiculous. Like, some guy whose name is number 70 said, "I'd like to enter your box for real."
Hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Not on the first date.
Got my mom on black.
Hey, that's
right.
A winner right there.
Right. Yeah. He's a keeper.
To the point, much. I got hit on by a girl who's naked in her picture, and she says, "Well, you look like a wild time." Yeah,
that
I know.
That was the angry midget. I sent her to your site.
Her name is Stacy Lou 83. Yeah, she wants peace. Not going to lie, she wants peace. She's hot, too. That's weird. Some people are lame, and they just say stuff like, that's a nice box, or how did you get in that box? Oh, this one's pervert. This person is called Do You Want My Name? Said blonde boobs in a box. I'm a guy. Do you blame me? Okay.
Nice.
All right. He's smart.
Okay. Well, I do blame you for not knowing any other words to fill in your sentence. Okay. It asked also, one of the questions was, name six things you can't live without. So I think I said, like, champagne, cheap, passport, high heels, a camera, and I don't remember the other thing, the internet.
Blackberry?
Yeah. Well, so some people are asking me about cheese. That's a great way to start a conversation with a potential love match. So what's
your
favorite?
You should put your vibrator on there.
No, I don't want their heads to go right straight there. They're already there, you know.
Well, that reminds me. I can update my profile now that I have a sex toy. Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.
Mike wants all of them to go straight there. Katrina needs a little pause time.
Yeah, no. I don't need... I get enough perverts on Facebook. I didn't want just straight perverts on this one. So, it also says... You fill in the blank, and it says, contact me if, and I just said, if you have the guts. And so I have all these people, I have the guts, blah, 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 blah.
So original.
Oh, this one, Vegas Delight says, oh, my lovely feet. You do? No?
Not in the feet.
This guy says, you have pretty hair, how are you?
These guys are all socially awkward. They've probably never been laid in their life. Boy,
yeah.
They
exactly.
Remind me of that Brad Paisley.
This one says, house is still in the cabinet. And this
one
says...
Well, that's my problem with, like online dating, because usually the person who will do that is the one that is a little socially awkward, right? Because if you could just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, what's your name? Or whatever, you would.
You don't need to...
You don't
yeah,
need, like, the character.
In all fairness, though, I think there's just some very, very shy people that they don't have they're just not secure enough in themselves to go up to people, and this is a little easier for them because...
To break the ice?
I mean, maybe for gay guys, then. I'm not really sure about the straight folks, but I know there's, like, a lot of shy gay guys because it's scary, too, because we've got all this stigma. And you're like, well, what if it's not gay and they take me out back and beat my ass? You know, kind of a thing?
Oh, that sounds kind of hot.
Well, I know, but you know, not everybody's a freak.
I think it's funny when they have typos. Like, there's this guy on here who said, I have the guys to message. I think he meant to say guts. I have the guts to message. But what he said was, I have the guys. Well, if you have the guys to message, then why are you messaging me?
Was he a foreigner from New Delhi or something?
Is it what?
Zimbabwe?
No.
Right.
Wait, what's
like
that one place?
That bothers me when people don't proofread their text or their email. And it's like one sentence. Right, they don't proofread. I don't proofread what
talking,
I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Keep talking.
I don't like it when they don't proofread. Like, I need you to proofread what you're saying to me. It's,
exactly.
If that's just one sentence. It should have. You should look it over.
Oh, I found one real sick pervert. I am blonde boy. He's a
what?
Sick, twisted individual, that freaking guy. Oh, cap boss. That
oh,
is
I
not
know he's sick.
He's yelling
how
at me. That's just rude.
How is he? How is he pointing? I mean, how is he like posing in his picture? That blonde boy.
He has, like, a tight pink shirt on, and he's spread up against the wall with his nipples popping out. Like,
does he have, like, that cum hither look? Like that, does he have that cum hither?
Is there any mention of a donkey?
No, he doesn't mention a donkey, but I wouldn't put it past him.
Right,
just,
probably,
what
the
this,
next
picture
is the donkey.
I'm just curious.
You can tell by the
picture
that there is one on there.
what this blonde boy said to you that made you so upset.
He said, "Oh, baby, I'd like to hit your box." There's more, but I can't open it while I'm on the phone. He's a twisted individual.
Yeah, that blonde boy sounds like morbid.
So if anyone is out there and on OKCupid.com, steer clear of I_M_blondeboy.
Hey, you're killing me here.
This kind
He's
of sounds
predator.
Like it's turning into, it's kind of turning into a contest of who can get more.
Look, hands down, something Katrina said earlier, like, I've filled out to date like 144 questions on OKCupid. So that I know I have nothing better to do with my life. So that I can get the perfect match. And then this one comes along, gets half naked in a box and lets her tits all hang out. And she gets like 24 dozen men chasing after her.
Bam!
Michael, all you need to do is replace the photo of you with just a shot of your frickin', you know, your 30-pack of abs that you got there, leading down to the tip of the donkey, and I guarantee your inbox will be full.
You can't, though. You can't have nudity. I checked.
But
he can cut it off before the donkey, but if he just does, like, his 6-pack shot, he'll be fine.
Well, see,
there's a guy on here called Cause This Matters, and he's got a picture of himself topless, and he is sexy. Hello.
Yeah, I signed up for OKCupid for me to try to do dating. Like, I use the Adam for Adam to do the hookup, you know, which hasn't happened in, like, months. And then I use the OKCupid because I was actually trying to legitimately, like, meet folks and go out to dinner and stuff. But then the one guy got all smothery, and I couldn't quite handle it. But, you know, do you guys want to take a caller? We've got a certain special someone on the line who wants to share a date.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm going to bring on my buddy Swigs.
I got to go. I'll see y'all on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Swigs, is that you, Swigs?
Yeah, that's me.
Hello. I need to know what you're doing to all these male hosts. You got everybody sweating over here. What the heck's going on with you? What's your secret?
Nothing much. What?
Nothing much? I said, what's your secret?
What's my secret?
Yeah, Swigs posted sex stuff in the chat room. He's not.
Let him send you a picture of him sticking out his tongue and you'd understand.
So, Swigs, where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
How do you feel about traveling to Rhode Island?
How do I feel about traveling to Rhode Island? I think it's cold enough here.
Do you like blonde boys?
Look, Swigs is
going
to be my date to Jeff's wedding.
I got too many people talking to me about one.
So, Swigs, do you have do you have some internet dating stories to tell us?
Well, I told Scotty that I did, but I kind of lied. I was just calling in to harass you guys a little bit, so.
You SOB.
Oh,
I know.
Ooh, we just wanted to call in. All righty. Woohoo.
Okay,
so,
Swigs, can you do me a favor?
What?
What are you doing the weekend of July 14th?
What am I doing the weekend of July 14th? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
He's going to come try to break up my wedding.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I thought that was supposed to be
He
name.
Thinks my tractor's sexy. Wow, that just got dead silent.
We don't trust him around in the room if all those songs that I selected are playing. Especially... Mm. Put it in your mouth. It's not safe. Swigs, run.
Safe.
Run while you still can.
What?
No, I told him to swim in his own risk. He's not a man of many words.
I don't know why all of a sudden Little Kim song, how many licks does it, it's coming just in my brain. I'm not really for certain as to why.
And you're a big old pervert and you want to know.
Well, look, I think someone needs to break the ice here. So, Swigs, since you called in, I have a certain standard procedure of questions that I need to ask.
Yeah, I know, and you know.
That's right. Here you go.
The first one being, how many inches and how many tablespoons?
I just told you you're not getting any answers, Michael.
Oh, fine. He's always got to, do that. He's got to call me Michael. Like, he's mad at me or something. But
uh-oh.
I should be mad
you
at him because he's the one that, was thrown around this wedding idea on Twitter. And then all of a sudden, when I wanted a diamond, I'm no good.
If you're a rapper, he'd call you by your government name, Michael.
Michael. Well,
okay.
So, I know.
Okay, well, this phone call was useless. Thanks. Call again when you have something to say. Roll
All right, I will. Thanks, you guys. Have a good way. Night.
he's so quiet. I think we spooked him.
He's shy.
I do better.
I think Swigs has got a little case of the shyness going on.
My first time calling into a radio show, all right, so cut me a little slack.
It's just like premature ejaculation, right?
Yeah.
So worked up.
You feel a little embarrassed. That's all right.
It's
all right.
Okay.
We
well, I
you.
Want some more internet dating stories. So
right.
If you care to sign up for a profile, call us back with your results. Because I want to hear.
Well, actually, I did have one a couple of years ago. And it was a good experience. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man. Did you hit it and quit it?
No, I didn't hit it and quit it. That's not me at all.
Okay.
He's a gentleman.
Did you pay for the date? Did you initiate? How does that work when it's an online sort of thing?
Well, I guess it depends on how well you connect with the person.
Did you play Amy Grant for them? I'm just curious.
Did you play Endless Love and
Sit
in the Dark and Hold Each Other?
What?
Did you play the song Endless Love and Sit in the Dark and Hold Each Other?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh,
I think you need a little TLC in your life.
Yeah, all right. Well.
I've never heard so much dead air on this show.
That have actually done some internet dating? Because I want to hear some stories.
Katrina, it's all about the stories.
Yeah, I want to hear some stories.
Off the line and let someone else come on.
All right, sweetie boy.
What?
Quick, deuces.
Keep calling.
Yeah. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
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 Got it too hot. You got played.
If you didn't think he was sexy from talking to him in the chat room, the voice just did it. Like, I'm wet over here. I'm not going to lie.
I
am
her daughter. She had something to say, though.
Breaking up happy home. See?
I know.
And you all talk about
you and Mike are going to probably throw down. You and Mike are probably going to throw down for this guy. We can't have no dissension on the team.
Him You're all way too nice to him. He did not call to talk about the topic. He fibbed you.
I know.
I was not cool with that. We done been defrauded by...
All right. Well, I got you one.
No, I was texting Mike to mute. I was like, what happened to the one question and then mute? We just went totally away from the production meeting.
Look, I'm sorry.
See what happened to the guys?
He's a virgin, okay? I didn't want to, have his first time on Unscripted be, that traumatic. So we got to be nice to the virgin.
Well, I don't traumatize him. Sorry.
It's because Mike was trying to get a little Johnson in his life, and we're not talking about Katrina here.
Look, I'll take any Johnson that I can get, Miss Johnson or Mr. Johnson, all right? Just saying.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks.
Okay.
I offered to tap your box, okay? Just saying.
Oh, so
you never walk right again.
Right.
You'd be
all bowling. I need Katrina to walk right in her life.
Well, look, at least
yeah,
you would
exactly
match when we're shooting the reality show. Neither one of you could walk.
Okay, you know what? This is the thing. I think if Katrina got a hold of Mike, he would no longer be after Swigs. I'm just saying. Katrina's got magical power.
Really?
I'll put my money on Katrina Johnson.
I'm going to be devastated. If I, at my wedding,
like,
if you two get drunk and hook up.
I'm no longer gay.
Karen, they're
going to
get drunk and hook up. You realize this is going to happen now, right?
I realize it's not going to happen.
Once you go cat, you never go back. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I've heard, you know, like Katrina's
I'm
got magical
power. I'm going to be sneaking into Karen's room. Karen, get up, girl. They both in each other's room. You got to come hear this shit. You ain't going to believe it, girl. Come here.
You're going to hear animal sounds. You're going to hear like,
oh my god.
Girl, I didn't sign up for Animal Planet.
Right.
I didn't get no
Look, it's gonna sound like Oh god, Shrek the
Army. Sound is gonna be like,
Mike is gonna be screaming for his life. He's gonna be like, Jeffrey, my gayness is leaving my body. Come get me.
Oh, my God.
Cat's going to turn him out. I'm just saying. I mean.
Worst things have happened.
She's going to drain the juice right out of that poor boy.
Look, I do think of worse things to happen than losing my straight virginity to Miss Johnson. I can
you
say
don't
that.
Have straight virginity. You can't even say that because you had a girlfriend in college.
Yeah, there was that girl in college.
This is true.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, Teresa Gaines.
Unless you're like a born again virgin. Are you like one of these born agains? I'm just saying. Let us
sure,
know.
Sure, every 6 months I get a new card in the mail that says, congratulations, you made it 6 months. You're no longer considered tainted. You're a virgin again.
That's horrible.
Wow.
You're not getting, apparently the internet dating's not working for you.
Yeah. Well, that's why he got the toy, so he could like deactivate that status like immediately.
I know a great job for Michael. We can have him be the ass stunt double for all the straight porn guys that do gay porn, and they can just use Mike's ass as the, you know, the stunt double.
As the
Be dummy? Perfect.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it does. Or I think Mike should put the donkey to work. I mean, let's pay off some college tuition bills. I'm just saying.
Oh, we do. I need to pay off some college tuition
and
bills.
And really, Michael, I'm still waiting for the Prius for the wedding. I expect you to buy me one. So I guess you better put that donkey to work.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think it's time we took another call. Allison, you're on the line. I heard you have a dating story.
With me and Frodo, we actually Skype constantly, and it's pretty nice. Nothing really
Allison.
Funny.
Allison, we're talking.
Yeah.
And so, okay, you and Frodo were Skyping, like, as in connecting,
like,
love connection?
Honey,
yes.
Frodo is Toku.
Yes.
She's the same person? I'm so confused.
You're
am I allowed to know?
Yes.
Where the hell have you been, Mary?
I was sick. I had the flu, and I was in rehab, according to you guys.
That's like saying that I'm singing Clark Kent and Superman. Well, guess what? I'm still only seeing the same schlong.
Wow.
Pretty much. We have our ups and downs. Long distance kind of sucks, so we're basically trying to work everything out.
Oh, so you're saying your webcam has seen it.
I basically called the shots.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to say, how does the long-distance relationship thing work when you guys need, like, a little intimate moment? I mean, how does that work?
We text.
A little sexting now and then? Is that what you're saying?
I can't confirm it or deny it.
But you, Allison, you've been on the chat room and you technically admitted that you're saving yourself for marriage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
How do you feel about that? Is he okay to wait? Is he okay to wait? Is he okay with the sex scene?
Yeah, he that's all he's getting. I made it clear to him.
Oh.
I'm the type of person I had bad dating experiences. I almost got got sexually assaulted, which from one perv from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Allison,
be careful.
Allison,
I know, I'm aware.
Episode, Did you miss that episode of Oprah? Honey, all you have to do is when some guy tries to get up on you that you don't want, you grab him by the cojones and you squeeze.
You do
like,
realize
you never
he was
so hard.
He was, I'm only 5'3". He was like 6 foot. You
honey,
do
I'm telling you, you grab him by the cojones, he'll pass right out. Trust me. First
I'm
thing
five, I really don't have some capability, like hand-eye coordination, especially if he's basically coordinating me. I was thinking of doing it, so I was basically like, okay, you want to fuck with me? I told my parents are nice enough to make it clear to him and my very good friend. He was at my house, and he... Let's just put it this way. If anything was to happen, it would be him. It would be him being in a going to the ER with someone's foot up their ass.
Oh my. Whoa, that sounds like a Law and Order episode. Thank you so much, Allison, for that. That's some wild,
so that's
wild
more like
story.
What not to do with
the real stuff. Yeah. Right. Take notes, kids. Don't go on dates with people from Facebook, and like you got to be real selective, and make sure you go to public places. Don't put yourself in a position that you know you could be in danger until you really get to know this person.
I kind of feel like you're talking a little shit right now, honey, because technically we met on Facebook, baby girl.
I know. I'm saying it's all good, but this is the thing. We're gonna meet in a public place. I courted you for the last year almost. By the time we meet, it'll be almost a year.
In a public
place.
You hear that? You
know?
I think we're safe.
We met on Facebook, Jeff and Mike. I mean, Katrina, we're all going to meet face-to-face on the reality show. Like, we can't say anything about this online dating.
But
what I will say is that you have to be careful. Like, obviously, we have a great experience to draw from. We met each other. We hit it off. We do this radio show. We're all great friends now. But, you know, you got to be careful. So.
Oh, here we go. You're getting me all misty-eyed again.
Oh, I know.
What
did she say
we're
earlier?
Really,
Jeff
really
was falling.
Friends.
Oh my God, he's falling his eyes out. Oh,
we love you.
You know, speaking of the reality show guys, we just wanted to throw it out.
Oh my!
And then, what the hell was that?
I'm sorry, I farted.
Oh my God, Jeffrey! That is not even a sound effect. I'm not sure what that is.
That would have been that Oreo thing that I ate. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
About the reality show, you know, you guys are so sick of us hearing about the, you know, the donating and everything else, but we set up another donating page. If you can go to unscriptedradio.com/donate, you can actually donate right through PayPal, bypass the whole Indiegogo thing. We're going to keep this up pretty much all the time so that we can still continue to raise funds.
Yeah, because we're a little short on our goal, but we're working hard. We're working very hard to get there.
Yeah, they're gonna pimp me out and spend it. Get it. That's what these people are. See, I'm the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been pulled into this, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's going to be Kat and Karen and some diarrhea mud wrestling.
Ay-ay-ay.
Why is it going to be diarrhea?
But you know who I haven't heard from as far as online dating goes? James, you're being awfully quiet. I know you're on Adam for Adam. Dish, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. I use Adam for Adam to just meet people and kind of tease people. Like, I don't really have a lot of online dating stories.
Mm-hmm. That's what we all say. We're just out here to make friends. Meanwhile, why don't you come meet me at 9?
Seriously, though. Like, I don't, like, I can't host at my house. I live with my parents. So, I can't bring people back here. And I ain't going to someone's house that I don't know.
Good.
Good.
Do you go to dinner? Like, do you hang out? Do you eat? Like, what do you do with these friends?
Well, we mostly just, like, my friends
that I hook up with,
we hang out. Like, we hang out, we talk, it's all that. But the people online, I just talk to them and tease them. Like, that's insane. Like, I get them all hot and bothered, and then I just, I'm messaging them for a while.
Oh, no, you don't. You dirty thing.
Well, I mean, I get that, I guess, because my friend Rory and I, we used to get on gay.com, and we used to do that, and come to find out one of these old guys that we were talking to just happens to be the ex-husband of the girl that I bought the house from. Just saying.
Wow. Well, I mean, I've been on gay.com, too, and I did meet a guy from gay.com. We went out one time. We went back to, this was when I was living by myself, we went back to my house, we watched a movie, we didn't do anything, nothing happened. We didn't kiss, hold hands, nothing. He hugged when he left. He got on Facebook, he said he wanted to go out with me again, and then 2 weeks later, he had a boyfriend.
Oh my.
What? It happens.
It does.
Wow.
I was mad. And he's still trying to talk to me on Facebook.
James, Michael is free and single, and he is ready to mingle, baby.
Well, he wants wigs now, so I don't know about that one.
I see how it is.
First it was me, and then it was, now it's Topher, now it's Swigs, and all them other stuff. I don't know about you no more.
Wait a minute, James. I thought you were supposed to be my muse. You were supposed to be mine. Thank you. Lips, hello.
I am. That's right. I was supposed to come to the wedding and break up the wedding.
This is for Jeffrey. You said it all sexual like. I was like, ooh, honey, I felt a tingle. And then you just sang Pony, and I was like, hi.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to let those two get a room because we actually have Brianna on the line with us, and she has a dating story. So, Brianna, what's going on?
Bree. Hey, well, I had an issue with someone that, like, told me some very unneeded things for a girl who had never had a date before.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm just like, see, this is why I skipped the whole dating thing, if possible, and then just try and be friends with people.
Right.
It's like, it's very, very scary because I had a friend that I had known for 14 years tell me that he had a dream about the two of us having sex.
Ooh, that's juicy.
And then I made friends with a fellow Power Ranger fan, and he lives in Vegas, but I don't know if he moved because he said that he didn't like Vegas. So we decided to be like, okay, we will meet up, become friends, hang out and stuff. And so I brought Krista Lena with me. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, out of nowhere, he asks me if I want to have sex with him. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh,
and so I was like, okay, there goes that friendship. And so,
wow.
And so this is why I am very picky with guys, and I'm like, no, most guys probably in Vegas are just out for sex and stuff, and so I'm like, I'll just be friends with people.
Yeah,
friends
people
are good, though.
Freak.
What did you say, Mike?
I said friends are good, though. It's like, I think some of the best, like, relationships I've ever had have been from... You know, like, actually, like, hanging out with someone and then getting to know them. But then the shitty part is I end up falling in love with them, and I want to bone them for the rest of my life. And then it takes me, like, 5 years to get over them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Plus, my whole thing is that also since I've been taken advantage of a lot, even by people who told me that they were my friends, I'm like, I am very picky with who I choose as my friends now. Very, very picky.
Well, should be. Well, I always say this. Friends are supposed to earn your respect. They're supposed to earn your friendship. And you're smart. I mean, you sound like you have learned from your mistakes, and you are, like you said, you're more picky with friends now, and that's a good thing. But I don't think you should be fearful of a relationship, because there is going to be a guy you meet, and he's going to be a nice guy. But you kind of got to go through all the toads to get to the prince, you know?
Yeah, but so far I've only come up to, like, the gross ones.
I know, but you know, how old are you?
One day maybe. But
you're
but,
still really young, though. You got a lot of time, and you got a lot of fun, and you should just focus on your career and your life and your future. And trust me, that guy is going to come. Trust me, it will.
Hopefully, but if not, I'm good with staying single.
That's good. That's good. Good attitude to have. Good attitude to have.
Well, I'm glad
you're
I'm glad you're over your cold, Karen.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad too. I had like a really rough week, so I thank you. I missed you on our, you know, on our show the other day, but I'm happy I got to talk to you today.
I miss you too.
Aww.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, like always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brianna, for that. So, wow, I mean, online dating, it seems like we could go on about this forever, but we've only got 9 minutes left on this crazy fun Friday and a half show. So, I mean, I don't know. Here's my thing with online dating. Like, for me, it works, because honestly, between my regular job and this radio show, I don't have the time to, like, you know, try to go out and go to bars, you know, and
right.
like, you know,
your schedule is pretty packed.
I know. I have a very packed schedule. So, like, for me,
in between watching Golden Girls on the couch and dipping your cookies in milk.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
This is how I spend my my Saturday nights as of late. Because honestly, I'm exhausted. I mean, I mean, I don't know. You girls can actually relate to this, and you know, Scotty, you can weigh in. I don't know, maybe it's different for Scotty because he's a straight guy. I mean, what do they do? They throw on a t-shirt and jeans and make sure they smell nice, like Abercrombie and Fitch, and they go out to the bar. For us gay folk, and for you ladies, it's like a two-hour process. I mean, I'm like, well, actually, more like a two-week
yep,
process.
Me too.
I mean, I'm like, you know,
right.
ahead of time.
It's a production, right? Pull it all together.
I'm waxing, shaving, plucking, bleaching. You know, and then
you're
getting
ready to mate. You're getting ready for all kinds of things.
Well, look, hey, I'd rather be prepared than nothing, because there's nothing like going out to a club, meeting a really fly guy. You actually decide that you want to come back to your place and have a glass of wine or something, and then, you know,
then,
you start
right,
to get into the mood, and then all
of a
sudden,
glass of wine, a glass of the
you know. His pants come off, and hello, George W. Bush. Oh, my God, you didn't shave. You know, it's...
And before you know it, you're playing tummy sticks, but you didn't shave your bush, and then you get embarrassed.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, you need to do what Katrina does. Maybe the laser thing is what you need to do, because it'll just all
yeah,
be gone.
Yeah, they call me Ever Ready for a reason.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
not...
about a little love from Matt.
Ever Ready does not
that
sponsor
cool.
this show. I wish they did. Feel free.
Oh, yeah, we do. We wish they did. Oh, God. I would like to know, like, Scotty, where's Scotty Juhadi? What's it like for
easier,
like, a straight
on.
Guy to go out on a date?
What does it take me to go out on a date? Yeah, I'm here. What does it take me to go out on a date?
Yeah.
Shower, some cologne, maybe a nice button up, maybe a jacket.
Oh, you go all out.
Yeah, how long does it typically take you, though, to get ready?
It's expensive for a guy to go out on a date. He's a lot of money.
About half an hour.
Yeah, there you go. There's my point exactly. Like, okay, how long does it take you? Okay, because you said you were going to go out to the bar tonight or something, or go out and have some fun because it's your birthday. How long is it going to take you to get ready for that?
Probably take an hour, and I'm pretty much, I've been getting ready while doing the show, so.
Okay. Multitasker. That's a good trait.
We like multitasking.
So, when you go out to the club tonight, Scotty, are you going out to hook up, meet a girl? What's your goal here?
Get it in. You trying to get it in, Scotty?
Well, the main goal is always
firing mine.
The main goal is
always to hook up, right? Always to get it in, right?
Always.
So girls out there that you're listening, don't be offended when the guys come with that, because that's what the main goal always is. You got to get their mind off of it, right?
It's true. The goal is always to get it in, but if I meet
Thank
a nice
you.
Girl,
I thought so.
Really?
If I meet a girl who wants to hang out and, you know, get to know each other, that's cool too.
What? She wants to hang out with your wing out, your game. That's what you're saying. You're not going to discriminate. You're going to give the woman what she wants. You're a crowd pleaser. You're a whore.
Right.
Just
be there to please.
Wow. I don't thank you very much. I wouldn't say I'm a whore. No, I mean, I don't really know where to go with that.
I know. Don't worry. She's just joking. No, but like my whole point was we just had two girls call in who said they had bad experiences with dating. But if you know that that's what guys, like that's the first thing they're thinking about, if you go into it and you go in as a like an individual who's going to be like, no, you're going to get to know me, then a guy would open up to that possibility. But you can't be mad because guys think that way. That's just kind of, if they can hook up, they will. But if they can't, then they won't. They'll be okay.
It depends on where you meet the person. If you had the intentions on going out and getting it in, and you meet a girl at the bar who's dancing all up on your junk and is drunk as a fucking skunk. Who knows? You take that call, eating one out.
Right.
And that's the end of it. And she knows it too because that's the way she planned on her night being.
Right.
It's a mutual decision. But if you meet somebody at like a cocktail bar where it's not like a dirty, sweaty, nasty dance floor.
I like the fact that it was a dirty, sweaty, nasty dance floor.
It's the dance floor.
I'm working with you guys, and I'm gonna, you know, hang out with a few buddies. We're gonna go to this place called the Dirty King.
Uh-huh.
And it's exactly what its name is supposed to be, the Dirty King.
Yes. Nice.
There you go.
Pretty nasty place where you can go and get your jollies off.
Here's my question for the straight guy, though. What is your thought of a girl you meet online? What impression did you get from that person?
That is not somebody that I would take to the Dirty King.
Okay.
It's not because I think, you know, you guys are always saying, like, online dating is for nasty people and, like, you know, you don't meet safe people on there, but I beg to differ. I think people have good intentions when they're online. You know what? Because, you know, they're sick and tired of meeting the same guy or girl at the bar.
Nasty dance floor girl.
Right. Exactly.
And that's cool to know. I didn't know that. I didn't know people thought about it that way. Very cool.
I think they do. So that's my two cents on
it. Well, that's a great takeaway. I like that. You know, I mean, there are some creeps out there, and there are some honest, genuine folks that are just trying to meet some people online, whether or not they're too shy to do it in person, or, like me, they just have a busy schedule.
Right.
So there it is. There it is, guys. That's Friday. We have about a minute left.
Online dating wrap-up.
Yeah. That was fun. But we're going to have to do more listeners' choice shows in the very near future. We'll put together a package and get that out there, and maybe we'll let you guys start tossing around some show ideas for us. Because
we should do speed dating.
Yes, that could be fun. That could be fun. But,
you and Mike on a speed date. That would be
We'll do it. That's something for the reality show. We'll have to set that up, either in L.A. or New York. But make sure you tune in tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, for Jake and Jen. Otherwise, that's it. That's all I got. Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Happy birthday, Scotty.
Happy birthday, sex! Happy birthday, sex! Birthday, sex!
Oh my god!